Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't that make you just want to get out there and heal somebody? I bet it does. Hallelujah. Well, entitled today's teaching is called Healing is Your Divine Birthright. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to give a testimony. Yeah, I was a girl about 16 years old, challenged with anorexia, who obviously did not have a good attitude about herself. Every time she looked at the mirror, she saw a fat pig. The doctor said to her, "If things don't change, you will die." Because she only weighed about 57 pounds. She says, your illness is beyond me. So she was giving up on her. But she had some great friends. She had a great friend, and the friend would say to her, come to my Bible study. And so she did. She listened and went. Well, Pastor Jeff was the leader of this Bible study. And he said to her, he started to have a conversation with her. And he asked her, if Jesus came to you and said, you know, do you love me? And he said, do you want to come to me tonight? What would you say to him? She said, yes, I would. You did. Wow. He began to have a conversation with her, and he said, you know, Jesus loves you. He loves you very much. He said, tell me, if you looked into a mirror right now, what would you see? And she said immediately, she said, a fat pig. He began to realize at that point there was a definite problem with her. So he began to talk to her and continually build her up, build her self-worth up by the Word of God. Then he gave her an assignment to speak scriptures over herself. As weeks progressed, as she was able to see a difference. She would look into the mirror and see someone who was confident and outgoing. A year and a half later, she saw Pastor Jeff. There, standing in the doorway, was this beautiful girl with an attractive figure saying, "Remember me?" He thought to himself, no, I don't remember you. He said, remember about the year, a year and a half ago, an anorexic girl, very thin, came into the room and you assigned her healing scriptures. She says, I'm that girl. And he goes, oh yeah, I remember. He says, I'm here to tell you that I've been healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. She's been healed. Review. Health was and always will be God's will for us. When Jesus died on the cross for us, his blood was poured out. He gave us everything. Because he gave us everything, that means that we are complete in him. Complete in him. That means we have been healed totally by Jesus. He sees us as being healed. He's already given it to us. It's already been done. Healing is his will for us. A, the Alpha and Omega. You wonder why I play that song so much. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Exodus 3:13. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the sons of Israel and say to them, God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they said to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? What shall I say? In 3:15, in Exodus 3:15, God said to Moses again, and God has said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, so that you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am, has sent me to you. And God said to Moses again, you shall say this to the sons of Israel, Jehovah the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is my title from generation to generation. He is God. The great I am. He is not the great I was. He is not the great I will be. But he is the great I am. Amen. 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 James 1:7. Every good thing and every perfect thing and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. You see, everything is good that he creates is good. It is an original. Genesis 1:31. And God said, saw everything, and he had made good, and behold, it was very good, and evening and morning were the sixth day. And in 28 it said, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, and then multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the heavens and over the animals that move upon the earth. You see, he gave them dominion over everything on earth to take care of it. When God made Adam, he is made in our image. And he was the perfect, let's say, hard body. The perfect hard body. All right. Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea is no longer is. And 2, it says, John saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heavens, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heavens saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Amen. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying out. Nor will there be any more pain for the first things have passed away. He, sitting on the throne, said, "Behold, I make new things." And he said to me, "Write, for these things are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who thirsts, I will give him the fountain of the water of life freely." You see, Revelation, it talks of the new heaven and the new earth. Now, I want you to hold that thought, especially when it comes to Revelation 21:4. And then we're going to go down to Matthew. Eventually, we'll get to Matthew 6:10, and I'll answer that. But on B, it says, yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same, is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. See, Jesus is the great I Am. He is the same, and he doesn't change. He doesn't change. Exodus 15:26. Then he said, "If you diligently heed the voice of God, of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." You see, he is the God that heals him. He is Jehovah, what we call Jehovah Rapha. Rapha means heal. Because he is all you need. And if all you need is provision, then he is Jehovah Jireh. If you need victory, he's Jehovah Nissi. If you need protection, he is Jehovah Rohi. Or if you need a sudden breakthrough in, say, financial matters, he is Jehovah Baal Perazim. Oh, I guess in about 2008, I was in Mukilteo, Washington, visiting my sister and her family. During this time, we decided to move my mom, who was in a rest home. And we decided to move her from a downstairs to an upstairs apartment. We were in the moving elevator. And there was a transition lip. So I went to move the cart, and I used my left hand and kind of lifted up the cart. And at that time, I immediately yelled out because I heard something snap. My brother-in-law said, "Are you okay?" And I naturally said, "Yeah, I'm okay. You know, guys, I'm okay. Yeah." Well, that was not the good thing to say. It was not a good thing. And I should have said, "I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus." And that's what I should have said. But I came against that, and I confessed it before God. And later on, I stood on the verses of 1 Peter 2:24 and Mark 11:24. And of course, I was battling Satan because he was trying to steal it away from me. And I was doing affirmations. "I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus." Constantly. See, my faith action plan was to keep my schedule. I wasn't going to miss anything. I was just going to go ahead and just do whatever I had planned to do and use my arm and use my arm just as I had been healed, because I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I did everything my sister requested, cleaned, dusted, vacuumed. I was later back home loading some boxes, and I was using my left arm, and at the pantry where I was involved in. A couple of months later, I was using my left arm, and I realized, hey, my left arm, it's been healed. Hallelujah. Wow, that's great. Wow. So, praise God, it was healed. Hallelujah. Then there was these missionaries that came from the States that went to the Philippines. And there were about 8 of them. They were young. And they decided to split up and go form two groups and to go in these villages. This one group came to a village, and of course they spoke English and stuff. And the villagers said, and then they would say to the villagers, you know, they would say to them, Jesus loves you. You know, Jesus loves you. And they passed out on different tracks. And they came to this one house, and they were invited in. And before you knew it, this mother and daughter said the sinner's prayer and confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, one of the team members asked if they could pray for them before they left. The little girl went over to her mom and lifted up her hair to expose a large goiter. They began to pray, and the goiter disappeared. Hallelujah. Praise God. The group was so excited that they constantly praised God. They met up with another group and excitedly told them about their encounter. Then the other group also praised God because they prayed for two people, and they were healed because they had paralysis. Mm. Both of them had paralysis, and they were healed. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. 6:10. So your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And of course, you know this is the Lord's Prayer, and it starts in Matthew 6:9. And just like I was saying that in Revelation 21:4, I said, remember I said, hold that thought? As it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no pain. Is that right? There's no pain in heaven. There's no suffering, disease, poverty. There is no lack. There is no death. His will in heaven is that there'll be healing. Healing. Now, these are the following scriptures that I wanted you to pick up on, because they're telling of a story of healing. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was on him, and with his stripes we ourselves are healed. You see, Isaiah is talking about Jesus, the Messiah, over 700 years in the future. So he was pointing to Jesus, okay? He was pointing to Jesus, and that Jesus is healing. Then in Matthew 8:16, it says, in evening coming on, they brought to him many who had been possessed with demons. And he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who were sick, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, and that as a prophet, saying, he took upon himself our weaknesses and he bore our sicknesses. The weaknesses and bore our sicknesses. Here, Jesus is now casting out evil spirits and healing the sick. And in this verse, they're looking back because they're saying this made reference to Isaiah. So he's saying, look, I just prophesied it. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, he himself bore our sins in his own body on a tree, that dying to sins might live to righteousness, that by whose stripes you were healed. Were. It is done. It happened over 2,000 years ago. In this verse, they're looking back through the story of healing. We have to know in our heart. See, we have to know in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, that healing belongs to us. We are healed. We all healed. The Lord, because healing does belong to us. It belongs to us. We are not trying to get healed because we have already been healed. Every one of you has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Every one of you. All you have to do is claim it and say, I receive. See, we need to fight off the devil who is trying to steal our healing. That's why when we speak 2:24, 1 Peter 2:24, and then if we don't get our manifestation right away, then we do spiritual battle. We continually speak the word of God over ourselves. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus constantly. And then when you get it, hallelujah, praise God. In February of 2011, the Mullins, who were from Dublin, Ireland, Mike and Esther were told that their son Andrew had a very aggressive form of cancer. It was called high-risk neuroblastoma. He was already at stage 4. And Andrew was just 17 months old. The Mullins, stunned by the news, found their lives turned upside down. I'm reading this because I found this, and it just really was really riveting. The mother said it felt like Andrew had been given a death sentence. She had already lost her littlest boy. Their couple had already had 4 kids besides Andrew. In the bone marrow test and furthermore invasive scanning of Andrew's body revealed that he had over 90% cancer in his bone marrow. And that the disease was in every bone of his body, apart from his hands and his feet. And they began treatment. They turned to the God that they had known for help. They began to pray. But all of a sudden, their prayers changed from prayers of begging God to help to prayers of asking God to teach them how to pray. About a month after Andrew's diagnosis, they received tapes about healing. They started listening to them. Something in the message resounded and deep in their hearts. Wow, water to my parched, dried out soul, Esther declared. Although we had never heard this before, it was though we had And Mike said, with regard to the teaching, as the two listened and re-listened to the tapes, they became convinced that it is always God's will to heal. He wants them healed. And that he wanted their son well. He says, we don't have to storm the heaven's gates. God is not the oppressor, nor was he using God's sickness to teach us a lesson, Mike realized. They continued to download and listen to the tapes, and they were transformed, rightly discerning the Word of God. You see, the Word of God, in John 1:1, it states that God was the Word. And when you really start to understand that and what it means, that God was the Word, and when you speak it, it's power. It's power. You have to understand that. After their eyes were opened to the truth, they went to their son and laid their hands on him with confident expectations. We put our hands on the thigh bones and on his pelvis. And we said, Bones, we've got good news for you. By the stripes of Jesus, 1 Peter 2:24, in faith and with total conviction in my heart, we spoke that Bible verse standing on the Word of God, said Astor. Hallelujah. After her prayer, Angie was tested to see if he had made any progress. And to the hospital staff's surprise, he had. Every one of Andrew's bones were completely cleaned of cancer. We really didn't expect this, said the hospital. And after the treatment, when Andrew was tested again for cancer, for any damage caused by the treatment, his results came back perfect. There was no sign of cancer or damage to any of those organs. His eyesight, hearing, heart, lungs, and both kidneys were perfect. Andrew had been healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Act 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went around doing good and feeling and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. See how powerfully the anointing of God is. See, the Holy Spirit was Jesus' power. Mark 6:56. And wherever he entered, into the village or cities or country, they had the sick in the streets and begged him if he would only might touch them. But the fringe of his garment, touched the fringe of his garment. And as many touched him, they were made whole. Hallelujah. They were made whole. And there was Mark 1:40. And a leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling down to him, saying to him, if you will, you can make me clean. In 41 it said, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I will. Be clean, is all he said, be clean. Jesus had compassion, and he healed him. Amen. Mark 16:18, and they shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It is when Jesus gave them an order to go out to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. He has given us the power to heal the sick. James 5:14 and 15, it says, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And he prayed, and they prayed the prayer of faith, and they shall recover. They shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. You see, in the early church, there was a lot of excitement. And people were being healed left and right. So it was natural to ask this question, because is any among you sick? Because this is kind of weird. This is a new person who didn't have any faith would ask the elders of the church to use their faith and to pray for them. Amen? That's what he did. Salvation. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. See, the Spirit of the Lord is on Jesus to destroy the evil one and to set everyone free.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went of all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. And Jesus went about in the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He was healing them all. Every one of them he was healing. Matthew 10:7, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, and freely you receive, freely give. You see, with salvation, you get all of it. You get healing. You raise the dead. You cast out demons. And there's even financial freedom. Hallelujah. In Luke 9:1, it said, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he set them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Just like he gave authority to the believers to heal the sick at the end of 16th chapter of Mark, the last chapter. So he was just, this is just a verse, this is very similar to Mark 16, where he'd tell the disciples to go preach the good news, to heal. Luke 10:1, after these things, the Lord appeared to the other 70 also, and sent them in two and two before his face and into every city and place, whether he'd be himself, whether he himself would come. In the next verse it says, into whatever city you enter and they received you, eat such things as you set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is nigh unto you. And that was just like in Luke 9. It's the same thing. Only he says it to the 70 instead of the 12. In Psalm 105:37, he says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them, among their tribe. This is when the Hebrew slaves came out of Egypt. It says the Hebrew slaves brought out of Egypt were healed and wealthy. Moses, you see, Moses was chosen by God to free the Hebrew slaves. Eventually, it came down to the final plague, death of the firstborn. Moses told the Hebrews that they were to sacrifice a lamb and place the blood over the doors and over the door jambs. They were to eat the lamb over a fire, and all the lamb was to be eaten. The remainder was being thrown into a fire. The death angel came that night, passing over those who had the blood-stained wood post. Then the death angel came to the Egyptians. Death came to the firstborn of people and of the animals. The Egyptians were glad. They were glad to get rid of the Hebrew slaves by giving them their gold and silver and jewelry. The Hebrews also walked out of Egypt healed because they had eaten all of the lamb. Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, they were healed and wealthy.
Amen.
See, the Passover is a precursor of Jesus on the cross. The blood would set them free is the same blood that sets us free. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. The cross, the blood of Jesus came and gave us freedom. Hallelujah. Freedom, but also healing, which is included in the salvation package once we accept Him. 1 John 3:2, beloved, we are now in the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be like Him, but we shall know that when we shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. We know that the sons of God, we are the sons of God, but when He appears, we shall be like Him. He says, because we want to be ready for Him. We want to be ready. So we keep ourselves pure, just as He is pure. So how do we do that? By the Holy Spirit. We do that with the Holy Spirit. You see, in Corinthians 5:17, it says, there will be, if any man being Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When we are born again, old things have passed away and have become new. We are new creatures in Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ has sacrificed Himself on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Now we have the testimony of Pastor Joshua and Pastor Sarah to lead the way for healing, because their lifestyle proves it. Our pastor has not been to a doctor in, let's say, 45 years, something like that. And Sarah hasn't been to a doctor in 32 years, something like that. About 35, okay, 35. Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
So that's it. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.